Best.
Marcus.
We are back. It is a little pocket awareness. You guys already know the do. Follow us on Twitter at the at ALPA underscore QB1. Instagram, ALPA underscore QB1. Also follow me on Twitter at the Mark John NFL, at King Manelis for Chris. Also Facebook, a little pocket awareness. And of course, all over where you can get podcasts. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. We are here this week. We're back. We're just doing previews this week. We're doing a little preview. So you're going to hear this probably Sunday morning or whatever. You know, get you ready for the football, you know? Some football. And we're going to have your bets here. We're going to give you some bets.
Because these primetime games are garbage. Nobody's going to care about that Germany game.
No, no. Oh, yeah, there's a game in Germany, too. Oh, it's the Patriots versus the Colts. Oh, that's great stuff for Germany over there, man. Great stuff for Germany. I mean, for our teams, Chris, we both got a win last week, you know?
Look at us. Look at us, Marcus.
Both got a win. I mean, we both played backup quarterbacks, which is fair. But, you know, we both got a win.
That's still Aaron Donald in the middle, and we ran right at him.
Yeah,
Packers did not get cute. They ran the ball straight forward, and it was beautiful to see. Aaron Jones had over 20 touches, and when he gets over 20 touches, I think we've only lost one game in his entire career.
So what the hell have they been doing all year? Just
they've been nursing his hamstring apparently since week one when we steamrolled the Bears. And you know, I've been dogging the defense, but Marcus, they allow less than 20 points a game.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're a top 10 defense all of a sudden. Like, they just got top 10.
They're pretty decent, man. They're not bad. I mean, they have good players.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of injuries, like, across the board for this team. And last week was one of the first times that we were almost at full strength. I keep saying we, like I'm a part of the team. The Packers did not have Quay Walker last week. I love that kid running around the middle of the field. And him and Jair are not playing this week, which losing Jair sucks. But we went from having a really solid cornerback group with Jair and Rasul and Eric Stokes coming back from injury to this week, we're literally starting two rookies and Kayshon Nixon.
Oh, okay.
So our secondary, I hate that Joe Barry plays this too deep shell, and he's literally just like, keep everything in front of you. Don't let them beat you deep. And then these offenses just eat the clock and run all over us and convert on third down. Even though we've got Gary as one of the highest percentage pass rushers that are getting to the quarterback in the NFL. Like, it's wild to me how this defense is top 10 and allowing less than 20 points per game.
Yeah. I mean, so the thing is with NFL offenses right now is a lot of quarterbacks, you know, that's how teams are beating teams, are doing that type of thing, that where they're just kind of
dink and dunking
and making guys go down the field. And of course, a lot of these quarterbacks can't do it. So a lot of these teams are just kind of not making it happen that way, and they're not really getting it done, as I would say. So there's a lot, I mean, the whole NFL is down with points. I think they're averaging like 21.7 across the board.
Yeah,
so
the under is crushing it in sports bets.
Yeah, which is crazy. So
it's like 65% of games go under.
Yeah. So it's just interesting how that's going, man. So yeah, it's just that's how NFL defenses are playing it. And you know, a lot of these teams haven't started trying to make these guys come down. And I think you can do that really easy, man. You just gotta go under center. I saw Dan Orlovsky talking about that. You know, you just gotta make these guys go under center a little bit more, you know, do some more play action and make these guys come up. And they'll come up, they will.
They will. Yeah, you got to. And there's no reason. Let me. You know, we're on a quarterback show, and I just talked all about defense. Let me get in there about that Jordan Love game. It is too early to count Jordan Love out as a good quarterback in the NFL. Two reasons. One, LaFleur needs to be running the ball and getting that play action game going, because these wide receivers are too young and too inexperienced.
Yeah,
I would say half of Jordan Love's interceptions could have at least had better play by the wide receiver to at least knock it away from, so that the defender doesn't get it. And I think one of them a linebacker stole it from the wide receiver against, what was that, Denver? Or was that, I think that was Minnesota. I think that was the Minnesota game. So many drops the last 2 weeks. It was not so much, yeah, no, both weeks. Both weeks has been pretty brutal with some of the way that these wide receivers are not handling the ball. They're running into the same place, two wide receivers at the same spot. So I'm very high still on Jordan Love. Very high still on Jordan Love. And watch, Packers end up getting like 9 wins just to make me angry so that they can't get a top 10 pick, and then they still don't make the playoffs. So,
yeah. So, whew, I don't know, man. I mean, the NFC's kind of wide open now. I mean, the Vikings lost Kirk Cousins.
They did lose Kirk, but they were bad before they lost Kirk.
They lost Kirk, you know. And I still feel like the Lions are going to fall off. That's like my biggest –
That's a you thing. I told you last year they were a playoff team. They're a playoff team again this year.
They're
going to win, Chris, the division, bro. They're going to win the division.
Them and the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are going to start to come down to earth, and I feel like the Lions are. I see the Lions' offense isn't as good as people try to think it is. Say this.
Dolphins, that's just my opinion. 3 losses against all teams over 500. They're 6 wins against all teams under 500. So I agree with you with the Dolphins. It's a Tua problem. I'll continue to say it. It's a Tua problem.
See, but before the Raiders game and the Raiders just being a awful team with Josh McDaniels, which we saw totally differently. They look totally different.
My God, culture change. Overnight. What a culture change. What a complete, like, it's everything you talked about wanting to see. I bet you Tape Don't Lie is just going nuts right now.
Yeah. It's crazy right now. Matt was making fun of me because I was like everything I wanted to happen to change, Bo Hardaway did it. So I feel like I was the offensive coordinator out there. I was like, Bo, me and Bo are right here, man. We're right here. I don't know if Bo was watching, but we're right here, man. We saw the same thing on film. I don't know how Josh should see it, but literally he did everything that I would have done to Josh get out of those tendencies.
Josh is one of those old school guys. It's his way or it's no way.
Stupid.
And we see that just doesn't work in today's NFL anymore. Like, coming from Bill Belichick, you would have thought that he would have been like doing what Bill does, which is it changes every single week.
That's what I thought too. That's why I was excited when I came in. I'm like, we're gonna do adjustments every single week. But I think that was Bill.
That was definitely Bill.
Yeah,
I think we talked about this on one of the podcasts before. Bill would come in, look at Josh's game plan, and go, no. Change it.
Yeah, we're not doing that against this defense.
We're not doing that. Are you stupid? Why do you come in here with the same thing every week? I'm not doing that.
We're not running dagger 8 times. I'm telling you right now, we're not running dagger. There's this video clip. It's so funny. There's a video clip. I mean, sir, Josh McDaniels runs that play. So I don't know. He just smashes it. I don't understand his love for that play. And I get it. It was a great play in 2005. But you know,
when you have still run Cutler it, and Brandon Marshall,
I mean, the teams still run it, you know, so they still run dagger. You know, Matthew Stafford, he's a dagger guy. But that's like what Kurt Warner used to run all the time with the Rams in the 2000s or in the early 2000s. Right, so,
on turf,
yeah, right. So, now him and Tom Brady got in a fight one time on the sidelines. I didn't know about this, I totally forgot about this. Like 2017, they got in like a big fight in the sidelines, and like Tom Brady like went off on him, right? Just was all up in his face, and Chris McDaniels kind of crumbled up a little bit, really didn't say anything back to him. Josh McDaniels got kind of crumbled up, didn't really say anything, and Brady was like going off on him, just like basically telling him to like, you know, shut the fuck up, whatever, just going off on him. And the play was dagger, and Josh McDaniels was mad that he didn't hit the dig. He's like, it was open. And Tom was like, you know, you don't tell Tom somebody's open. That's the one person you don't tell somebody that's open. And Tom, he tried to walk past him, but Josh McDaniels kept saying it to him. And he went off on Josh. Just off. And it was hilarious. The play call was dagger. I always thought that was hilarious. That, yeah, you can't mess up Josh McDaniels' dagger call.
How much you want to bet that Josh McDaniels had a lot more to do with Tom going to Tampa than anything else?
I say that too. But nobody wants to admit that.
Nobody. They don't. Yeah, they kept it quiet. They kept it locked in that building. I bet you.
That was the rumor, bro. Because you had to think about it. Remember, the whole thing was Tom didn't like the offense. He couldn't put his voice into the offense. He couldn't get his thoughts into the offense. They didn't want to do what he wanted to do on offense, so he left. Hell yeah, it was Josh.
Wasn't the year with Randy Moss? Wasn't that Bill O'Brien?
No, that was Josh.
It was?
Okay. It was. That was Josh McDaniels. That's why Josh McDaniels got the big buzz he got. Because the year before that, they weren't a good offense. Like 2006, to the Tom Brady documentary says everything about Josh McDaniels. That's what really I got scared is when I actually watched the Tom Brady documentary. Because Tom Brady.
It back.
You know, even that. And when I originally watched it the first time, you know, because every time he talked about Josh, it was never positive, really. It was never like he's the greatest mind. He had Bill O'Brien on there. Charlie Weiss was on there. But
Josh wasn't even on there.
No, he wasn't. And, you know, 2006, Tom Brady, he talked about how the offense, he liked what the offense was doing that year. Then they sort of brought in a bunch of guys that made Josh McDaniels look better. And then Josh McDaniels got a job. And then, you know, when he came back, I had to relearn Josh McDaniels, which is terms for I didn't like what he was doing. He tried to take control of the offense again because Bill O'Brien gave him the control. Uh-huh. He told Tom, I'm going to run what you want to run. I don't care what you tell me. Tell me what you want to do. And Tom was like, I want to do this. And here comes Josh. Like, you're going to do what I do again. And then Josh tried to replace him. with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, well, all the stuff that's coming up. What was it? The GM was like, bro, Garoppolo, do not bring him in here. And he did it anyway.
So, he also wanted Johnny Manziel, which would have been hilarious. Because he wanted a guy that could move.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't want a statue like Tom Brady. That's what he said in the book that I read. But
he's just angry. He didn't want anything to do with Tom. Don't remind me of him.
God.
Patriots that way.
See, and the thing is, I think Tom probably would have came and played for the Raiders if the Raiders had any other coach this year. I don't think he would have retired.
Isn't he a part owner?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
You know he was in Mark Davis's ear going, get him out, get him out, get him out.
Just get him out here, bro. I'll come play for you.
Bro. Oh my God.
Because I'm serious. A lot of Raiders fans are like Josh McDaniels, and Josh McDaniels is delusional thinking he can get Tom. Like, Tom doesn't like you, bro. Like, I don't understand how you don't realize that. He never liked you. So that's why I think Tom was like, okay, I could play for the Raiders, go hang out with Mark, or I could just retire and then own the Raiders and then get rid of Josh. He probably told
me. I know he was a part of that. I know. There's no way that Mark. That was such a late firing in the evening. I bet you he finally was like, you know, fine, Tom, I'll do it. Tom had probably been busting his balls for like 8 weeks.
Just text after every game. I told you, Josh, the problem, man.
I told you. Get him out of there. Get him out of there.
Yeah, because even Gronk, man, Gronk pissed me off too. I'm sorry, we're getting on the Josh Daniels rant here on a quarterback show. But Gronk pissed me off too because Gronk was talking about praising Josh McDaniels before the season. And then as soon as he got fired, he's like, yeah, he's not a personality you like. I'm like, come on, Gronk. Like, bro, you know that 2017 season had a lot to do with Josh too. So, whatever, bro. All right, let's get to these quarterbacks, bro. These crappy-ass Josh McDaniels. I don't talk about him anymore. All right, let's get into a guy, C.J. Stroud. We're talking about C.J. Stroud here.
A well-deserved conversation by the rookie here.
I mean, he solidified Offensive Rookie of the Year already.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
he is leading the charge.
He has 14 touchdowns, one interception. He had five touchdown
game, man.
Saved me in fantasy last week. I think Stafford got hurt. I was like, oh man, I got to play C.J. Stroud. 47 yards, five touchdowns.
Bro, then that last touchdown too was underneath a minute.
Bro, those two throws he made back to back.
That's some command of an offense for a young man like that.
Crazy, and just to read the field that quick and to see. And then know where to go with football and throw those dimes like that. It's just ice cold, man. And you know, with C.J. Stroud, you know, my problem with C.J. Stroud is that Ohio State offense scared me to death. I'm sorry, it does. Yeah, he was
scared everybody.
It scares everybody.
Hesitated me. But what did I say? What did I say in our quarterback rankings this year?
What'd you say?
Who did I put number one over number two? Just want to make sure. Yeah, I just want to make sure we're on the same page with the conversation we had pre-draft.
Yeah,
where I said Houston should take him at one.
Yeah, yeah. I still Anthony Richardson guy. I still believe in Anthony. It's early. We still got time. We got 3 years of development. I thought he was showing some growth game to game. He looked a little better than people thought he was going to look.
I mean, I drafted Anthony Richardson in my fantasy draft as my backup quarterback. I didn't draft C.J. Stroud, but I just want to remind you that I was C.J. over Bryce Young. I just want to remind you.
Yeah, yeah. People are killing Bryce Young, man. I think Bryce Young is in a bad situation right now.
He's in a bad situation. Here's a fun stat that I heard. Through eight games, he has the same number of touchdowns and interceptions as one Trevor Lawrence.
See?
Through his first eight games.
But Trevor Lawrence is 6'4 with a big arm, so everybody's now everybody hates short quarterbacks. Now everybody wants to join me. I'm telling you, everything that we said like 2 years ago, man, people are just joining on. Now they all hate short quarterbacks. Now we all hate short guys? Okay. Now.
Well, now they can't play. All these short guys.
But, you know, it's just, come on, dude.
That's why the people come to this show.
Bro.
That's why people come to this show, Marcus.
I am so mad about that.
Talking heads. They listen to the guys who we got. It's on tape, Marcus. We got the track record. We've said it years ago.
Yeah.
Months ago.
Yeah. I did go with Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud because I went with Anthony Richardson over C.J. Stroud. And it's mostly because of the Ohio State offense. And I thought it would take him more time to get the timing of the NFL. That's what I thought it would. Obviously, he was just doing what Ryan Day told him to do. That's basically my thought process of watching that is like, okay, he is basically like how we saw Justin Herbert, which is he's a coach's guy, right? So Ryan Day probably doesn't like those guys anticipating it. It's obviously, right? Because CJ Stroud's anticipating like crazy. So obviously he didn't like his quarterbacks anticipating stuff, which I think is weird.
I think it's just the way that the offense is built at Ohio State. You don't make anticipatory reads.
Yeah, that could be it. I mean, because, you know,
it's a one read and go. Like, you stare it down. If it's there, you throw it. If you don't have it, I guess you can go to the second or maybe even the third read if you have to.
And then the offensive line is so good, you can stare at that read for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, you can stay out there all day long.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I still think pressure and stuff is a little interesting with him. I still think, you know, some of the pocket presence stuff is still there. And there's a couple sacks he took in that game against the Bucks that kind of allowed the Bucks back in the game, I thought. So, you know, there's still a little bit of quirks there. But, you know,
that's speed of the game.
Yeah.
I would say that's speed of the game adjusting to get used to. You know, he's not Justin Fields saying, oh, speed of the game? No, man, I got that figured out already.
Yeah. But see, just basically what, you know, what Stroud has is the intangibles, bro. He is a leader.
Oh, yeah.
That dude is intense. Oh, yeah. He's an intense guy. Like, you watch his press conferences, man. He looks like he's angry at somebody.
And the way he talks through his pressers, oh, yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. I love the story from draft day.
Yeah.
Where they say, who do you want? And he said, give me Tank Dell.
Yeah.
And do you see what they're doing, the two of them together? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, he's making it happen. Can you imagine
if they would have kept Brandon Cooks?
Bro. I mean, Nico Collins ain't too shabby either.
No, he's not playing bad at all. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you had Cooks, Nico Collins, and Tank Dell.
Yeah. And he has Laremy Tunsil. He has Tyus Howard as his tackles. Yeah, so to be honest, I think he's a little bit more set up better than people want to give him credit for.
Agreed. Remember, Will Anderson, they haven't said anything about him on the defensive side of the ball. I haven't heard a peep out of anybody talking about Will Anderson Jr.
But they're still playing good deep. Pretty, I mean,
they're playing good defense.
Yeah. So I think he's a little more set up over there. I agree. Than you know people want to give him credit for.
Especially better than Bryce. In Carolina, absolutely.
Bryce has Adam Thielen right now, bro.
Adam Thielen catches 9 balls a game. 9. You want to talk about him relying on somebody?
That's all he's got, bro.
He's like, oh god, where's Adam?
Oh man, Adam Thielen is up there, right? That's his dude. That's his dude right now. Adam Thielen. Yeah, man, he's playing. So C.J. Stroud, he just looks totally different than he looked in college. But I think a lot of that is intangibles, him coming in there and learning that system, figuring out what to do. Oh, yeah. I think, you know, that system, especially the Shanahan type of West Coast offense that he runs, it allows you to anticipate a little bit more. Uh-huh. And so it allows him to do those things. And he's really on page with those wide receivers, too. So that means he's working with those wide receivers. Yeah, it's all – because quarterback, I always talk about, man, it's like intangibles is like – most of it, right? I mean, most of it for these guys is intangibles. Sure. Intangibles and talent usually equals success for a quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely.
You have both because you could have a Carson Wentz who has talent but no intangibles. Or, you know,
you could have a Kyler Murray. who's got talent, and Modern Warfare just came out with their new game this week, his first week back into the NFL. You guarantee you that he is going to have a poor game this week.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, but like that's what I'm saying. Like intangibles is so key. And that's a lot of the things that, you know, we can't really get on some of these quarterbacks. Because I'm sure if I met Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Will Levis in a room, I would take C.J. Stroud. And that's kind of the thing that's why the Texans ended up taking him, even though I feel like some teams were kind of off on him. And the Raiders didn't like him because whatever, they put out some nasty rumors about him from Michael Lombardi, which I'm glad those guys are out of there. But, you know, try to say, oh, he doesn't take coaching well. Like, yeah, well, obviously that's a damn lie.
Clearly, yeah, clearly.
Clearly, that's a lie.
You don't have success like this if you don't take coaching. With a Nico Collins and a rookie Tank Dell.
Yeah, and he even does this thing where I thought was pretty cool, is that he plays good cop, bad cop. So if he sees something he doesn't like, so he doesn't like get on the coaches, he has Case Keenum do it. Case Keenum does it for him. So Case Keenum would be like, see, that's what I'm saying. That's intangibles, bro. Like, all these guys are so cool with each other. Like, and I guess Case Keenum and him eat dinner with each other with his wife every Friday.
Oh, bro, that's exactly what you want out of your quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got a good QB room. You know who also has a good QB room? Anthony Richardson. Him and Gardner Minshew, very tight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very tight.
And as long as guys know their roles, man, and you know, the quarterback in front of them makes them feel good about it. That's what I'm saying. That's leadership, right? And him getting with all those guys. And I guess he has some kind of dealer with the receivers.
That's huge. Case Keenum, and you got to give Case Keenum and Gardner Minshew some serious props for knowing that they got these rookies in here. And they're making them better. That's how you keep your job as a backup.
Yeah.
You're good at what you do when you need to be good. And when you're a vet like that, you're helping the franchise quarterback out. You want a front office to keep you around? That's what you do.
Exactly. Exactly, man. And yeah, that just shows everything that's going into it. And intangibles is the key thing with quarterbacks all day, every day. And that's what it is. I mean, that's why they're going to start judging Caleb Williams a little bit, you know, as we go along, because he's going to have to prove that he has those intangibles, which I don't know if any Lincoln Riley quarterback has any. So, I mean, we've besides Jalen Hurts.
They love Baker. They love Baker in Tampa Bay.
They do now, but how long did it take Baker to get to that type of leadership? You know what I mean?
Well, he had a stigma about him.
Yeah, yeah. He had to get cut from like three teams. You know what I mean?
Well, he had that in Cleveland. I think because of how he played hurt the way that he did in Cleveland.
Yeah,
his team had his back, but that front office did not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know we'll see a little bit with that, but you know I talk about only good Lincoln Riley quarterback there is Jalen Hurts, but he actually played 4 years at Alabama first.
Bro, 4 years at Alabama, 2 years at Oklahoma.
No, 1 year, bro. It was just 1 year.
Was it just one? I could have sworn he was there.
It was just 1 year, bro. Just 1 year at Alabama, 1 year at Oklahoma, but the rest are Alabama. So it's like, you know, it's hard.
He had that Nick Saban effect, bro. He knew it.
Uh-huh. Exactly. All right, let's get these games this week. Let's go to preview these games. Some actually pretty good games in the early slot. The primetime games are terrible, but the early games.
Can we talk about? Let's just point out what these primetime games are. Germany, a primetime game.
I'm not waking up for that one.
I'm not waking up for it either. What is it? The Patriots? I don't even know who they're playing.
Colts.
Oh, I mean that might have been worth it if Anthony Richardson was still playing.
Mm-hmm.
And no, nothing wrong with Gardner Minshew, but I mean, I don't care what the line is. I'm taking the Colts. Are they plus points? I feel like they got
a minus one and a half.
One minus one and a half. Oh yeah, money line Colts.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, cause... no. I'll take the minus one and a half. I'm taking the minus one and a half.
Okay. The other game is Jets and Raiders, which you know take
that
the
under. Yeah.
36.5.
That would have been a good game. Devontae versus Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I see why they scheduled it. What is that? Is that the Sunday night?
Huh? Yeah, Sunday night. See, I have this theory. I do have this theory. I have this theory, Chris. Hear me out. I still think the Jets offense would be better, but it wouldn't be that much better. Because I think Nathaniel Hackett's bad. And I think I think he had Aaron and Devontae fades save him.
He didn't even call him.
Yeah, he didn't even call those.
He didn't even call him. That was just Aaron and Devontae on the same page. I'll tell you what. I I don't know how I can't give Aaron more props, especially last season. Like,
yeah,
his numbers, he was, what, 22nd best quarterback in the league according to his numbers last year in Green Bay. Those kid wide receivers that he was throwing to, running into the wrong places, dropping all these balls. What Aaron did to get that team almost into the playoffs, Aaron Rodgers is special, man. Like, we already knew that, but, like, my appreciation for him has gone to another level.
Yeah, yeah, especially with Nathaniel Hackett, because I don't know. Hackett be doing the same. I have to watch those offense, and I have to go watch more of it later on, but I really don't want to. But what he was doing, Aaron Rodgers gets mad props for that. But just to say that a lot of it was him and Devontae just doing their thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it made Nathaniel Hackett look good, and I'm sure Aaron probably likes Nathaniel Hackett. I'm sure he's a great guy. I can tell on Hard Knocks he's an awesome dude, I'm sure. Great
yeah, guy.
Funny. Make some jokes, but I just think that, you know, as a offensive mind, he gives Zach Wilson no help. Zach Wilson be double clutching all the time because somebody's about to throw, he's about to throw a pick because of the scheme. So he tries to save himself. It's funny to watch, and then Zach Wilson gets killed for it. But he's like, what's worse, me throwing a pick six or me taking a sack? So,
well, Hackett was a quarterback's coach for Rodgers first, right?
Yeah.
And then he became the offensive coordinator. And when you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers in the room, like, you don't have to put anything magical together to cover up. Like, you got to cover up some stuff with Zach Wilson. You gotta truly help that young man. Man. Aaron Rodgers never needed any of that. So Hackett literally, he just doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah, look what he did with Russell Wilson, bro. Like, it's, Russ looks totally different this year.
He just didn't know how to do it.
Like, because they're playing cover two. The Chargers are a cover two team. And then sometimes they play cover two man, and they do like a trap coverage with the cover two man. If a guy comes out, he's going to jump it, right?
Yeah.
And Nathaniel Hackett kept running 6 yard outs. And I'm thinking, bro.
Trying to get behind the corner.
I'm like, you're not helping Zach here. Because Zach, he either has to hit the honey hole.
Uh-huh.
Or throw an interception. So you're like giving him like two options.
Yeah. No. They need to run the ball. They need to run the ball a lot better.
I mean, you know, the Raiders are going to play a little better. I think Aiden O'Connell, he looks pretty decent out there. So we'll see. I think still the thing that you take the under in that game. And of course,
what's the line?
30, negative one, minus one for the
Raiders?
Jets.
Oh, give me that plus one. And actually, I would take money line Raiders.
Oh, you're taking the Raiders in this one? All right. The Raiders are pretty good at home, though.
I think they're pretty good home. I just don't – the momentum that you got coming off of that change from Josh McDaniels to the way that you guys won last week to the way that that locker room looks, I just think there's too many – and you're at home, there's too many positives. I agree with you. It's low scoring. Max Crosby's going to tee off, and you guys win. Money line.
Yeah, I agree, bro. You know, even though – I think Aiden O'Connell might. I mean, they don't have a left tackle, which I don't know.
Your offensive line.
Yeah, Raiders don't have a left tackle this week.
Yeah, that defense is tough too. Oh,
man, that's why I'm nervous about that game.
Hopefully, you can run the ball. Hopefully, you can run the ball.
All right, let's get some good games. Man, I'm not talking about Broncos and Bills. Let's get some good games.
Hold on, we gotta at least touch on it. Broncos and Bills is supposed to be a good game. Josh Allen versus Russell Wilson, supposed to be a good game. Where is it?
It's in Buffalo, so it's going to be a blowout.
What's the line?
It's a 7.5 Bills.
7.5.
I'll take that because I think the Bills are at home. It's blowout.
Okay.
I'm
just going to go money line Bills. I don't like a two-score game. We've talked about Josh Allen. He's boom or bust. Defense has not been bad since they gave up 70 for Denver.
Yeah,
the cold doesn't bother them. It's a Monday night game, so West Coast to East Coast isn't as bad as it would be if it was a noon game. I'm taking money line Bills just because we don't know what Josh Allen we're going to get.
Okay. All right, let's get some good games, man.
Let's go to some good games.
We talked about CJ Stroud. Let's do a Texans Bengals. Bengals are 6.5. Points.
Is it in Cincy?
What's up?
Is it in Cincy?
Yes.
Six and a half.
I you know, on my other gambling show I do for TDL, I told my boy Glenn. I'm not betting against the Bengals again. So
well, Marcus, here's the thing. No T. Higgins. Jamar Chase is a game time decision.
Okay.
They're a little banged up there in Cincinnati. And I love the momentum for Houston.
I'm going to tell you this, but you're counting out the Bengals defense. Who's hurt over there?
I'm not counting them out. I'm just saying. Houston's been a wild card all season long. Bengals will win. I think I'll take Bengals money line, but I was very tempted to take Bengals. Or I'm sorry, Texans and the points. Very tempted.
I'm taking Bengals. I'll take the 6.5 for the Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to win this game at least by 7. And I think they handle the Texans pretty well. I think CJ Stroud probably doesn't. He plays a lot better at home than he does on the road. Just from the way it looks. Wow. It looks like they lost to the Panthers. That's why I still think it's
low scoring game, tight game. Very tight game.
I don't know if it's going to be tight, man. I think the Bengals handle them pretty well. I mean, it might be a low scoring, but it's probably like 24-10. That type of thing. That's what I see. Okay. I see something like that. Because I think the Bengals defense is really good and is going to give CJ Stroud some problems. So that's why I'm going to go with that. But Joe Burrow's playing back to being Joe Burrow. He's healthy. He looks nuts again. He looks like he's back.
Might be without his top two options, though.
We'll yeah. See. I mean, but, you know, he'll I think he can make it work. He's pretty
hashtag
good.
We'll see.
We'll see, man. All right. Next game. Next game I want to talk about. Next game, Chris. We got 49ers versus Jags. The Niners lost 3 in a row.
Coming off the bye week.
The Jags.
Everybody is hammering the Niners.
Are they?
Everybody.
Well, who have the Jags played? I want to see this. I gotta look at it. Who have the Jags really beat? Okay. So the Jags, they lost to Kansas City and they lost to Houston. They got their ass kicked by Houston. And then they beat Atlanta. Okay, they beat Buffalo. That's fair. All right. And they beat the Colts. I mean, they beat New Orleans, so I guess. And they beat the Steelers. So I guess they beat some. But the Steelers are good. See, that's a weird one. That's a weird one for me. That's a weird one. It is.
So I saw an interview with Jace. what's his name? Jace Sternberg?
Yeah.
He was talking about the difference between Matt LaFleur installing plays and Matt Canada installing plays. And Matt LaFleur, it's like, all right, you've got this you got this 5-yard out against man coverage. You gotta hit your route at a certain step so that the linebacker holds, so that the wide receiver on his slant can break before you break, so that you cross paths at this point, so it just makes it an easier read for the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then for Matt Canada, it's like you run a 10-yard out. Just do that.
That's what I'm saying, man. Because that Steelers game, you know, the Jags really didn't do anything. And I think on offense, they're a little iffy. So, and I think the Niners are just pissed.
The Niners are pissed. They are pissed. But you know what? You know what I'm doing?
What?
I'll take Niners money line. But mm-hmm. I think this is a high scoring game. And it comes right down to the end. And it'll probably be like a Trevor Lawrence fumble, even though I got him as my fantasy quarterback. I'm starting him in all my leagues this week.
Okay.
There's something in my gut that says because everybody's counting out the Jaguars that they're gonna have a good game.
Yeah, I think they'll play well. I think the Jaguars play well. I don't know. You know, it all depends on Brock Purdy, what he looks like.
Is it in Jacksonville?
It's in Jacksonville.
See, that's what I'm saying, dude.
It's an East Coast game. You're West Coast, East Coast. Man, but the Niners lose 4 in a row, bro.
I know. But I'm that's what I'm saying. Niners money line.
Oh man, see, you know, now that I'm
coming more off than the bye week,
it,
dude.
More than I think about, like, I'm gonna go Jags +3.
You're taking the points. All right,
I'm taking a +3. I think the Jags, you know, just because it's the East Coast game and they got to go all the way to the West Coast.
I get it.
Early start.
I get it. I just I'm gonna go Jags. Shanahan coming off a bye, 3 losses in a row. That defense. They're going to make some mistakes. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. What's the over-under?
45.
Yeah, see, Vegas knows.
These over. I'm just looking at some of these over-unders. They're hilarious, man. Nobody's scoring points. No. I just want to see that. All right. So is that
the highest over-under for the week?
No, it's Bills and Broncos.
Okay.
No. Sorry, Texans-Bengals is the highest, 47.
47. Yeah, C 47, 45. Yeah. They know something. They know something. Vegas knows, baby.
All right. So next one I want to talk about. I mean, Brock Purdy, like I said, he has to show out. But Trevor Lawrence is like, what is this test? Like? I want to talk
about Trevor Lawrence. He's not having a big year. He's not having a big year.
What is he doing?
He's not having the breakout year that I thought he was going to.
Yeah, he looks a little pedestrian.
Hit me with those numbers.
All right, so we got YPA 7.1, passer rating 93.6, 9 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Completion percentage is pretty high. It's kind of the basic numbers, 240 yards a game. So it's kind of basic. They're running the ball like crazy.
Yeah.
He's running the ball like crazy. He has 216 yards rushing. But see, he fumbles so much. He has 6 fumbles.
I know. Did he lose them? They're all lost fumbles?
3 lost.
Lost fumbles?
3.
Oh, 3. Okay, so he's got 7 total turnovers with 9 touchdown passes. Not good.
He's Mr. Fumble, bro. I don't know why. I don't know how he gets away with that. Nobody talks about how much he fumbles. It is crazy to me.
He has to lead the league. You've been on that since he got drafted. That's been your number one with him.
That's how you beat them. If you hit him, he's going to fumble. Hit him 3 times, you're getting at least 1 fumble. And you got to pick it up. That's how you beat Trevor Lawrence, in my opinion. Yeah. And when he rolls out and he's doing his little thing, I would be like, when you're tackling, swiping at that damn football. Because it's coming out.
Yeah.
And obviously, he doesn't care. He's running the football like crazy. So
yes, he is.
All right. Next one. You know, what we got here? What do we got? I'm sure Trevor Lawrence's advanced stats are nice. Somebody would be like, oh, you didn't know his EPA. Because he runs all the time, so his EPA, QBR is cool. I get it, guys, because he's running. But, you know, this is a passing show.
That's why QBR is not a statistic I will ever have to talk about. I won't let it happen, Marcus. Move on to the next game. Don't try and defend it. Move on to the next game.
You sound like Phil Simms, right? I thought Phil Simms was like, don't tell me about QBR. I don't want to hear about QBR.
I don't want to hear about QBR. I don't want to hear about your ESPN stat. I made it up.
It's a good stat, Chris. It's a good stat.
Go to the next game. Don't defend it. Go to the next game.
All right. Ravens-Browns. See, this is my game of the week. This is my favorite game because we know it's going to be an ugly AFC South game that's going to be exciting for everybody to watch AFC it first. AFC North. It's going to be exciting for everybody to watch it first, and then the game starts. And then we're like, what the hell is this? I don't want to watch this anymore. So it's like every AFC North game goes. So, you know, we got the Ravens who are just running the football like crazy. You know, I mean, Lamar Jackson, his passing numbers don't look too much different than Trevor Lawrence, but, I mean, he's a different quarterback. So, and he's fumbling a lot, too. He has 10 fumbles. God damn.
How many has he lost?
6.
Ooh, that's a big number.
So he has 9 turnovers. We're talking about Trevor Lawrence. We're getting to Trevor Lawrence.
That's a big number.
This is why nobody's winning MVP right now. There's like no MVP front runner.
And CJ Stroud is he's rookie of the year and MVP right now.
Oh man, if he beats the Bengals, bro, that that's gonna go off the charts.
Oh, for sure.
Oh man, that's a possibility. So because to me, Lamar Jackson, he has a chance to take it. We talked about this earlier.
He should. You know, he truly should.
Right, but you know, this game's gonna be interesting because he's got Myles Garrett coming to the town. Myles Garrett's playing out of his mind.
Yeah, but they beat them already in Cleveland, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, Watson should be playing this week. He's not taking the day off this week.
He didn't play last time.
Yeah, so he's gonna play, but he's not playing the Cardinals this week. So
right.
He's not playing the Cardinals. With Clayton Tune, who had like he was like 6 for 20 for like 15 yards or some stupid uh-huh. Right?
Did you hear the Josh Dobbs story with Arizona?
No, what happened?
He did an interview and played out like that whole week. So like they won that game, and all the hype about Josh Dobbs and everybody's excited, and head coach Gannon goes, you're not going anywhere. Like trade deadline's coming, you're not going anywhere. You're with us. And then like 3 days before the game, it was like, hey, Clayton's gonna start, but you're not going anywhere. And then they called him on the trade deadline. His agent was like, You might be traded. And Gannon's like, No, you're not going anywhere. And then he calls him in the office the next day. He's like, Yeah, you're traded, you're going to Minnesota.
See, that's why coaches can't do that. See, that's why you.
No, that's so awful.
Don't lie to the guys. Be like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. You got to figure out something with that.
You don't tell the guy that Clayton Tune's starting like you don't know that he's getting traded. I don't know where you're going, but you're going.
Why are the Ravens hoarding running backs? They got Melvin Gordon, Mitchell Hill, and Gus Edwards.
Because they're all hurt.
It's horrible.
Mitchell, he's got a hamstring.
Kenyon Drake.
He might not even be going.
They got the 2017 running back all-stars on their team, man.
Dude, Gus Edwards went – this stat just blew my mind. Last week I saw it. Gus Edwards had one touchdown in 75 carries.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the next 35, he had like six touchdowns.
Yeah, he had seven touchdowns this year.
Yeah, it's insane. All of a sudden, he's just a touchdown monster.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, Lamar Jackson, he's running the ball well. Zay Flowers looks pretty good, you know, out there.
Zay is having a good rookie year. He's having a good rookie season.
Still leading that team. The Browns are just all defense, man, to be honest. I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Cooper and those boys, they're not at home, so Mark Cooper's not going to play well. Let's start there.
Yeah, Marcus, this is a known Marcus fact. He's laid this out for you.
He's not playing well. So if you're watching this in fantasy, if you got a fantasy, bench Mark Cooper. Bench him this week because he's on the road and he just doesn't play well. Like, he had a great game last week at home. I'm gonna look at his split this year. Let's look at these splits because I think this is gonna be hilarious. His game log.
I feel bad for him though. Like PJ Walker, Deshaun Watson. PJ Walker, Deshaun Watson.
I mean, he's played a little bit better on the road this year. I'll give him that. He had 10 catches for 90 yards against the Steelers. At Indianapolis, though, he had two catches for 22 yards. At Seattle, he had 89 yards. He hasn't had more than 100 yards on the road.
Not once.
But like this last week, he had 139 yards. Yeah, he's a Mark Cooper. This is a Mark Cooper season. Mark Cooper is the most inconsistent wide receiver there is. I swear to God. We used to give Derek Carr so much crap for his inconsistency. And it's been the same thing since he went to Dallas and did the same damn thing. I don't know what does he do on the road? Is he like,
bro, I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate. I don't even want to know.
What does he do?
maybe he's James Harden on the road. Who knows?
Oh, James Harden is hilarious, man. He's funny. All right, but to be honest, so what do you think about this? We're just talking about the game. This one Ravens. Is Ravens 6.5.
I'm taking it.
You're taking it?
Bro, they've murdered everyone at home. Murdered.
Oh, they're at home, huh?
They've murdered people.
Yeah, that is true. I'm taking over too. It's 38.
What is it?
I'm taking over.
38.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll score 38 by themselves.
Pop up league. What is that about? Are there two? This is an interesting call out. They haven't lost a home with that, huh?
I don't think so. Maybe one early.
Houston 25 points at home. They lost to the Ravens at home. The Colts at home.
Yeah, that was a weird game. That was a really weird game.
Yeah, but they average about the last two times at home, they've scored 37 and 38.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. So
yeah, and it's gonna be a little chilly, but there's no like weather happening. I think that Colts game, it was pouring.
Oh yeah, it was. It was
pouring. It was ugly.
Okay, so yeah, so I'll go. Okay, all right. You got me, Chris.
I'm gonna go.
I'm going. The 6.5 for the Ravens. You're giving me convinced. All right, next game. We got Chargers, Lions. Now, Justin Herbert,
they're always home games for Detroit. Doesn't matter if it's in Detroit or if it's in LA. It's a home game for the Lions. Yeah. I don't care what it is. The Chargers will blow it. What's the line? Is it like 2.5?
I'm against you on this one. I'm gonna go Chargers. I think the Chargers.
What's the line?
Because I'm telling you, it's -3 Detroit.
Yeah, dude, I'm taking it. Give me the Lions for 3. It's going to be something stupid at the end of the game. You know it is.
I just don't believe in the Lions offense. I don't. I watched it on film, man. I watched it get ready for the Raiders game.
Dude, they've been forced to give Gibbs the ball and run, and he's just a monster.
Yeah, I understand that, Chris. It's just watching them on film. It's something about them that is not impressive. And I don't know if it was the Ravens game, but it was the Bucs game before that. They weren't impressive against the Bucs. And they really weren't that impressive against the Raiders. It's just the Raiders just – were anemic on offense. They were just terrible. They just, you know, like the Raiders would get a turnover of Jared Goff and or a fumble, and then Jimmy Garoppolo throw a pick on the next play. And it was those type of things. But if the Raiders were competent on offense, I think they could have stole that game. And probably. That's what I'm a little bit worried about the Lions. And, you know, that's what I talk about them falling off and just ruining everything for every Detroit fan. And it would be the Lions thing. Go ahead.
You just talked about the most Charger thing in the entire world. Could have stole the game. Had this happen, but then this happened. Like, that is the Chargers. That's literally the Chargers.
Oh, man.
It doesn't matter that they got Justin Herbert. It doesn't matter anything else. It's the Chargers. They flipped the culture in Detroit. They have not flipped the culture in L.A. Give me the Lions and the 3 points. It's going to be – they win by 3 at the end of the game. It's going to be something stupid like that.
I think the Chargers have a bounce back on offense. They just ran to a Jets team that if there's an elite quarterback, for some reason they get up there against elite quarterbacks.
Jets defense is good, man.
I know, but like when they play elite quarterbacks, they take it to another damn level. Okay. I swear, because Justin Herbert was terrible last week. He was awful. Yeah. And he still didn't mess up his stats that bad.
He's had a few bad games this year.
Yeah. I like the Chargers in this one, just because I'm telling you, I just don't trust that Lions offense, and I think the film is out on them, and it's not as creative as people have tried to make it.
No, I agree with you. It's not creative. I think Jared is exactly what they needed. He's a guy that can run the offense. And I think if he can stay out of his own way, he's been turning over the ball a lot lately.
Yeah.
And that interception that he threw, those pick six to Marcus Peters?
Yeah.
That was literally like St. Brown was looking at him and then he thought that it wasn't coming and turned his head upfield as Jared threw the ball. Like that was a fluke interception. So yeah. I just have more faith in what Dan Campbell's doing, and give me the Lions and the points.
Yeah, I like Herbert in this game. I like Herbert and Keelan Allen. I think the Chargers secondary can be tore up. I think that you just pick them apart. And I think if they come out there passing a lot, I think they could do pretty good against them, especially inside. I don't think they're very good in the slot. Yeah, that's why I like the Chargers. I do. I like the Chargers.
Also, the Lions are coming off a bye week, just FYI.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters, man. I don't think it matters. All right, Chris. I think this is the last good game we got, man, because
my Packers against the Steelers, you're calling it a good game?
I'm not.
That's not going to be a good game at all. Take the under.
Yeah.
Take the under. And I don't know what the line is. I don't care. Give me the Packers on the money line. I think we can win 2 in a row here.
I don't know, man. If the Steelers get to 6-3 with this offense, man, I'm going to laugh.
Bro, it's going to be – give me the Packers money line.
Tomlin and the under. Tomlin is just a great coach, man. I don't know what he is. He's – one game we haven't talked about. I guess another game between two winning teams. Let's finish on this one. It's Saints-Vikings.
All right. Oh, my God.
Saints-Vikings.
You want to talk about that game?
I mean, they're both winning teams, right? You know,
where is it? Is it in New Orleans?
No, it's in Minnesota. So what do you? But New Orleans is favored. 3 points.
Which line?
3 points. Over under 41 for this one.
They're getting 3.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the last couple of weeks, the Saints' offense has looked pretty good. Now Derek Carr is not playing with an AC spray, and I don't know why he tried to do that. Derek, you just ruin your reputation every time you go out there with these injuries. Yeah. And everybody gets mad at you, bro. And then it takes you like 3 weeks to get better. And then now he looks healthy again, and they're starting to throw the ball downfield. They look better on offense. They're scoring more points. And they won the last 2 games. And, you know, I'm going to take New Orleans in this one just because I think the New Orleans are starting to run the ball better. They got Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, Kamara.
Olave is playing pretty good. You know, Michael Thomas threw a brick through a window.
And he threw the dude's phone too. That was trying to record him.
Oh, man. So, you know,
this game's going to be weird for me. So I'm teasing it. Give me an extra 6 points. I'll take the Saints. What's that? Plus 9?
Yeah.
You said they were favored.
Yeah, they're favored.
Okay. So I get the Saints +3 then.
Okay.
And I'm going to. Because I'm teasing it, I gotta parlay it. I'm going to put the 6 points to bring it down. Would you say it was 41?
Mm-hmm.
So that brings it down to 35. So I'm taking the over at 35 and the Saints plus 3. We're going to parlay that one together.
Yeah, man. Because I think the Saints are doing pretty good. They're using Taysom Hill a lot more in the run game to kind of get the run game
going. They threw him 2 touchdown passes, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
At the tight end position?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, they're starting to play better. But, Vikings, Josh Dobbs, man, what is Dobbs going to do? What is Dobbs?
Dude, Dobbs, he's going to have some Dobbs magic. That's why I'm teasing it. It's going to be weird. It's going to be a weird game. It's going to go over 35. That's why I brought the number down.
Jefferson's not playing again. Damn, Addison has 7 touchdowns? God damn.
Bro, it's literally because there's nobody else. They're gonna throw it to Osborne? No.
Hey, KJ Osborne is like one of the best fourth quarter wide receivers in the game. I'm just saying that. I'm just letting you know that.
Yeah, because it's like, who we got to cover? Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson. Oh, and now, of course, Osborne's
he's clutch,
be wide
man.
Open.
He's clutch,
he's wide open every single time. Don't call him clutch. He's the lesser of
the numbers say it, bro. I'm not gonna argue with you, Chris. The numbers say he's clutch.
Three evils.
The numbers say he's clutch, Chris.
Clutch. Oh, whatever.
He's one of the best fourth quarter wide receivers in the league. Don't sleep on KJ. KJ wakes up. He just when it's time to go.
Yeah, and Desmond, I'm on the bench. Ritter leads the league in fourth quarter comebacks.
Oh man, go ahead.
Who are the Falcons? Are they playing this week? Or are they on the bye? No, they're playing this week. Are they playing the Cardinals?
Oh, they are playing the Cardinals. Yeah, they are.
Whatever the number is against Kyler Murray, I want it.
All right, man. We'll see.
What's the line? What's the line against Kyler?
It is a. It's only 1.5. Atlanta.
Oh my God! Give me the Falcons all day. I'm assuming they're the favorite.
Why are people acting like B.J. Robinson's not? He doesn't have any touchdowns.
Bijan doesn't get the ball, bro.
He has 517 yards. He's averaging 5 yards a carry.
Yeah, and they don't give him the football. Look at Algiers' numbers.
Why does Algier get the ball so much?
Right? He's their goal line guy. They ran a jet sweep with Jonnu Smith last week.
I'm confused.
They don't throw to Kyle Pitts. They throw to Jonnu Smith. And they don't give the ball to Bijan Robinson. They give it to Algier. It's wild.
He's averaging 5 yards a carry. I saw something on TikTok talking shit about him, and I was like,
they don't give him the ball.
Because every time I watch him, he's doing like making 8 guys miss.
Yes, they refuse to give him and Kyle Pitts the football. It is the wildest thing in the entire world. And they're still over 500, aren't they?
No, they're 4-5, I think.
Oh, right there at the middle. Okay, well, they're gonna beat the Cardinals this week, so that's that.
I don't think so. I'm going Cardinals.
You're going Cardinals. The return of Kyler Murray matters, huh?
We're going to get Kyler Murray under center this week. What I've been talking about for 4 years, Chris. We're going to get Kyler Murray under center, doing some play action, running the West Coast offense. And I think he's going to look a lot.
Without James Conner in the backfield.
It's play action, deep ball. I mean, that's the best thing he does is throw deep. Play action.
Bro, the best thing he does is throw jump balls. He doesn't have Hopkins there to come down with them anymore.
He has a great deep ball, because I'm not going to say that. I'm with you, Kyler Murray. You know I am. But he has a great deep ball, bro. He throws great deep balls.
If he's throwing to Hopkins, who's the only one that can come down with his jump ball?
He's got Hollywood Brown, bro. I'm telling you.
Less than 6 feet tall, can't go for those
jump balls. I think Kyler's going to look good in this offense, bro. 100%. I believe it. I think he's going to look pretty good.
You know what? If he's running some play action, dump it to the tight end, because I got Trey McBride, because I can't get a tight end to stay healthy on my roster to save my life.
Oh, man. I'm the same. See, I got lucky last week, too. I had the best fantasy week, because I'd be forgetting fantasy. I'm like 1-7, bro. I'd be forgetting about the fantasy league. I paid $250. I just threw $250 out the window.
Out the window.
To Alafia. I just threw $250 out the window.
Out the window. Shout out Alafia. Shout out.
Just out the window, bro. And, and I decided to actually try last week. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try. So I put CJ Stroud in, and I put Dalton Schultz in, and I kicked some dude's ass. Because I had Darren. That guy was pissed. He's like, Marcus ain't going to play. Here I come on Sunday. Oh, let me make some moves here.
Let me fix my roster.
Right? And Dalton Schultz, he had like 10 catches for like 115 yards and a touchdown. CJ Stroud threw 470 and 5. Terry McGlory had a big week that week. It was just
Terry has a big week every week, bro.
It was just my week, man. It was my week that week. But yeah. All right, guys. I don't know what else we would talk about. I think that's kind of it.
It's college basketball season, Marcus. You think Arizona State can do anything this year? Did they win last night? No, I didn't see that they played. I know they lost week one or their Wednesday night against Mississippi State.
They only scored
like 18 points in the first half. They won the second half, but they were so far behind in the, from the first half.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what this team looks like. He's got a Bobby Hurley, almost a top 10 recruiting class for next season, first year in the Big 12.
Wow.
Impressive. Let's see what they do this year.
Oh, yeah. The Big 12 is going to be tough for them. I mean, they're going to get better players because they're moving to the Big 12.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's going to be tough for them, man. So that means, does that mean next year we have to watch like the – isn't Texas moving? Texas and Oklahoma are moving too, right?
Texas and Oklahoma are going to the SEC. But I want to make sure I get this in on the podcast because I know my brother's watching. Yeah. KU basketball, 0-2 against Bobby Hurley.
Oh.
And that's a home and home. That's a home and home. You hear me, Mikey? Here he comes, Big 12. Bobby Hurley. He's got almost a top 10 recruiting class. I'm coming for you, guys. I want to be your kryptonite, baby.
Oh man, yeah, because we can't talk ASU football. We can't talk that. We don't want to.
No.
Just Jalen Conyers, bro. He's tight end, second round tight end. Jalen Conyers, second round tight end.
Next year we'll be able to talk football. Next year, not this year.
Not this year, right?
That Ray Anderson, fire Ray Anderson. That self imposed. Playoff, no extra college bowl game. Get rid of him, fire Ray Anderson. I'm happy to leave it on that. I'm happy.
Yeah, we can leave it on that. All right, guys. Yeah, make sure you follow us on Twitter at ALPA_QB1, at ALPA_ on Instagram. Follow me and Chris at the Mark John NFL for me, at King Manelis for Chris. Like I said, you know, yell at us, check this out. Let us know if we mess up your gambling or whatever. But well, we got you guys. We got you guys. You know,
here we go.
We got it. We got it, guys. All right. We're out. Peace.